Happy Lord's Day again, and we're very thankful to have you here with us on the program of Gospel of Grace today. Let's begin this morning by turning to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, and this is where God is appearing to Moses in the burning bush. Moses is questioning the Lord, "What am I going to tell the children of Israel when I go unto them? They're not going to take me seriously. They knew that I was a prince in Egypt, and now they're just not going to believe that God has sent me back to be their deliverer." So Moses asked the Lord, "What am I going to tell them? What am I going to say is the name of him that sent me?" He asked this question in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 13. And God said unto Moses, and this is in all caps in your King James Bible, in Exodus 3 and 14, God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." So this is a title that the Lord takes for himself. And notice God says he's simply the I am. He's the I am that I am. Those are actually two Hebrew words, the same Hebrew word repeated twice. And it just means to be, to exist. And God is obviously eternal. He's eternally self-existent. Psalm 90, verse 2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." God just is, right? God is the I am. And it sounds like that's speaking in riddles a little bit, but that's just the nature of God. He has always been. There's no beginning with God. There's certainly no end with God, but there was no beginning with God. God just always has been. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He is the I am. He is the I am, and furthermore, he's the I am that I am. He's the Hayah Hayah, right? He is the I am that I am. He's not the was, he's not the shall be. Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead. It uses some of this language in the book of Revelation, that yes, he was, as the Son of Man, his body died and was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights, but as the Son of God, he never died. God, there's no ceasing of existence of God. And it Jesus says, this is another one of the I am statements in the book of Revelation. This is Revelation 1 and verse 17. "Fear not," and in this appearance that he's having of John before John here, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." You see? So, yes, there was a period of time in the chronology of time where the Son of Man did die. The Son of Man gave up the ghost. The Son of Man was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. But yet at the same time, Jesus Christ was at the right hand of God the Father all the time, which again is just an amazing mystery of the eternal nature of God, of the Trinity. It's just an amazing thing to meditate and think upon, the way that God is just simply the I am. And I wish there's a better way that I could explain it, right? But we're speaking of things that are beyond our capacity. Everything we know has a beginning point, and generally everything we know has an ending point, particularly a beginning. You know, the idea that God is just simply the I am. He's just has always been and always shall be. Everything we know has a beginning point, but there was no beginning point with God. He is just simply the eternal I am. And the same I am, the same essence that he was before the foundation of the world, before he even decided to create the world, the same essence of his holiness, of his love, of his character, of his goodness, everything that makes up God, he has always been the exact same I am. We're told in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ was obviously the Word. The Word was in the beginning with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus Christ is God, and he is the I am that I am as well. So Hebrews 13 and verse 8 describes Jesus Christ, which obviously describes all of the three persons of the Trinity as well. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we're instructed on Jesus being high priest at the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek just shows up. very quickly into the scene in the book of Genesis, and then he disappears off the scene, and there's a lot of discussion over who Melchizedek is, but the lesson here is that Melchizedek, he has no genealogy in the Bible, and it uses this description of Melchizedek in Hebrews 7 and verse 13. Melchizedek had no beginning of days nor end of life, in the sense that in the chronology of the genealogy of the Bible, there was no begatting that Melchizedek was the son of such and such, and he had such and such children, which is usually how the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, going on through the line of Judah and the Messianic line, that is the way of tracking their beginning of days and their end of life. But Jesus Christ had no beginning of days, right? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is simply the I am that I am. So what we would like to do, Lord willing, in future weeks, is to study the various I am statements in particularly the Gospel of John, very prominent statements in the Gospel of John, and I think there's a reason for that, no doubt. Every Gospel is oriented just a little bit differently, and the Gospel of John focuses on defending the deity of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And one of the reasons why Jesus makes so many I am statements in the Gospel of John is because it is affirming that he is God, right? The same God that told Moses back in Exodus 3 that I am the I am that I am, right? Well, he's telling them that's my identity, right? I am God manifest in the flesh. I am that I am is here right in front of you. So when he uses these I am statements, those Jews knew exactly what he meant. So we hope, Lord willing, to study these in the future. I think there's a lot to be gleaned by these I am statements that Jesus Christ makes about himself. And hopefully we can see those lessons as we study each one individually. So by way of introduction and by way of summary, in many ways, we can go to John chapter 8. And here in John chapter 8, Jesus is harshly rebuking some people that are of their father the devil, that are not following the Lord, that have no desire for the things of God. And these Jews that he is harshly criticizing are asking him all these various questions. He's making these statements affirming his authority as the Son of God. And then the Jews that he is previously condemned, that again are not born again, that are not children of God, they're of their father the devil, the Jews are saying, are you greater? This is John 8 and verse 53. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets that are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? And Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. So you affirm that you believe in the I am that I am. Well, guess what? I am the I am that's standing in front of you, right? Yet ye have not known him. You've never known God, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now, Abraham saw God. He saw Jehovah when Jehovah came to visit him on the plains of Mamre, and he saw Jesus Christ, I believe, that day. But also, one specific aspect of Abraham's life where he probably saw the day of Jesus Christ was on Mount Moriah, when there was a ram that was caught that was the substitutionary sacrifice for the life of Isaac, as the Lord had commanded Abraham to take Isaac's life. And there on Mount Moriah, again, there was a substitutionary sacrifice that ram died in the stead of his son. And I think the spirit just welled up in Abraham that day, and I think he saw the day of Jesus Christ. And he rejoiced. He got happy about it, right? He was excited because he saw the spiritual lesson that Jesus Christ was going to come as a lamb to the slaughter and make the sacrifice, the substitutionary sacrifice, to save his people from their sins. So Abraham rejoiced to see the day of Jesus Christ, and he saw it. He saw it by faith, and he was glad. These Jews that obviously are receiving this with a non-spiritual mind, thou art not 50 years old. Hast thou seen Abraham? What are you talking about? Abraham saw my day. Abraham's been dead for hundreds of years. You're not even 50. He was, you know, a little over 30. How is it that you have saw Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. And these wicked Jews, they did not love God. They were not born again. But I'll tell you, they knew the Old Testament scriptures well enough to know what Jesus was saying. He was saying, before Abraham was, I am. And what he's saying there is, my title is the I am that I am. You see, he's going all the way back to Exodus 3 and 4, verse 14, and they know that. And so what was their response? You know, he'd been claiming the whole time that I'm the Son of God, but now he affirms not just that I'm the Son of God, he affirms that he's the I am that I am, right? And how did these wicked Jews respond to this? They took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed he by. So these people knew exactly what Jesus was affirming. You know, people say, oh, Jesus was just a good teacher, and he's a good man, and he had good moral lessons, but he never claimed to be God. He never claimed to have divinity. He never claimed to be the eternally existent Son of God. Well, I'll tell you who knew exactly what Jesus was claiming. Even these wicked, unregenerate Jews understood exactly what Jesus was saying. He was saying that I'm the I am that I am. I am God, you see. And he is affirming his identity by using this statement, before Abraham was, I am. These Jews knew exactly what he meant, and it made them so mad they were cut to the heart, to use the language in the book of Acts. They were cut to the heart and so wicked and so vile that they wanted to kill him because they knew that he was claiming divinity. He was claiming to be God manifest in the flesh because he took this title for himself. He's saying, before Abraham was, I am that I am, right? And it's really just an amazing thing to meditate on, that Jesus Christ is eternally self-existent, obviously, as one of the three persons of the Trinity. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But also, it's just amazing that Jesus makes many statements during his ministry that describe him still being in heaven, even though he was on the earth. John 3, verse 13, no man ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. John 17, 24, and this is just before the crucifixion. So John 3 was in the early part of Jesus' ministry, but John 17 is just before the crucifixion, and obviously he's standing on the earth as the Son of Man. But Father, John 17, 24, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. So Jesus Christ was still in heaven because God is everywhere present and he's nowhere absent. He took upon himself the body of a man for the purpose of saving his people from their sins, but he was still in heaven. And that's an amazing mystery, right? The Trinity is a mystery. Even just the essence of God, even the I am that I am, is such a mystery because Jesus was in heaven the whole time that he was ministering on the earth as the Son of Man for 33 and a half years, right? Because he is God, because he is the I am that I am. Listen again at all these statements that Jesus made about his nature of being before Abraham, before these men, and also coming down from heaven. John 6 and 62. What and if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Where was God before? What was Jesus before? He was in heaven, right? He was in heaven with God eternally. John 8:42. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. He was sent from the Father. John 8:23. Ye are from beneath, but I am from above. And John the Baptist understood. John 1 and verse 15. He that cometh before me is before me, for he was before me. He knew that Jesus Christ existed before him because he understood that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ. He was the anointed. He was the Son of God. So Jesus Christ takes this title for himself. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. For Abraham was I am. You know, he says many times, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not I was their God. I was their God when they were alive. And that teaches two things. It teaches, first of all, that Jesus Christ has always been eternally God. But it also teaches that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still alive. The essence of who they are is still alive, right? So during their life, Jesus Christ was the I am that I am, seated at the right hand of God, and made a few visits down to see them from time to time. When Jesus says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not that I was when they were alive, but now I'm not their God anymore because they don't cease to exist. No, that to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are in heaven with the Lord. And Jesus Christ is their God just as much in the first century as he was thousands of years ago when they were living. But also from Jesus's perspective, that not only are those people living, but also he is their God right now, just as he was their God thousands of years ago. Not I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or I shall be. No, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they are living in heaven, and I'm their God right now in the first century, just like I was thousands of years ago in their life. So, as we said before, some people would say, oh, well, you know, Jesus just, he was a good teacher, and we accept his moral teachings, but that's it. Jesus, listen, Jesus Christ does not give you the option to say he was just a good moral teacher. And anyone that says that he did not claim divinity is not reading the Bible and certainly not reading the Gospel of John. Even these wicked Jews in John 8 knew that he is claiming divinity. Before Abraham was, I am. I predate the birth of Abraham because I predate everything. Because I am. I am that I am. From everlasting to everlasting. So Jesus Christ, not only did he claim divinity, but he is either a rank heretic that has to be absolutely and unapologetically rejected, or he is who he said he is, which is the Son of God, the I am that I am. And what validated that? What validated that Jesus was the I am? That he was resurrected the third day, right? He laid down his life and he took it right back up again after 3 days and three nights. Fill the prophecy of Jonah, after 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So Jesus Christ, all throughout his ministry, claimed divinity. And even these wicked Jews fully understood that, and it made them so mad that they wanted to kill him. They took up stones to try to kill Jesus because they understood he was taking the title that God gave for himself to Moses upon himself. They understood that he was taking the title of I am that I am. And again, this adds tremendous significance to all the other statements he makes. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. All these statements he makes in the Gospel of John, not only is he giving us light into his character, he is, in each of these statements, he's going back and connecting himself with, I am God. I am claiming my divinity. I am the Son of God. I am God manifest in the flesh. I am that I am. There is no questioning that Jesus claimed divinity, and there's no questioning that he validated that he is who he said he was. He is the Son of God, and he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be confessed. He's worthy to be believed. And if you believe on Jesus Christ this morning, you need to find a good Bible-believing church, find a good Old Baptist church, a Primitive Baptist church, and go confess Jesus Christ this morning. Go confess the I am that I am before men in the manner that you're called to, and receive the blessings of discipleship and gospel obedience. May God bless you in service to the Lord and worship today.